From the Kobel Kuvo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org, a proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media. You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Good morning and welcome. You are in touch and in tune to the Gospel Train with Deborah Walker. That's right here from the Kobel Kuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. And I have my special guest with me, Linda Theus Lee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Girl, how are you?
Girl, look at us. Girl, I'm doing really good.
That's good.
What a blessing to be here with you. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
That's what's up.
Yes, I'm so glad to have you. You are a featured artist here for Women History Month, and that's right here on, our Kuvo station.
Yes,
where
ma'am.
We provide you with great gospel music. That's culture and music since 1985. We are KUVO 89.3 Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at kuvo.org. You know, the Gospel Train runs every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock at the Denver Open Media Studios. That's 92.9 FM on your dial. And you can always check us out online 24/7. That's during the week. For a moment of inspiration. Well, Linda, I am so glad that you are here with me. We are going to be talking about you and this performance that you're doing at Dazzles next week. That's March 17th.
Yes, ma'am.
At Dazzles. That's right. That's your story in song.
Well, and you know, it is like, oh, excuse me, guys. It is my story, but it's her story. Her story is the story of women all over the world. You know, and so I just feel so blessed. And, you know, I just want to say, remember last year this time?
That's right.
Last year this time, we were doing the same thing, but that was for Lena, Nina, and me.
That's right.
So thank you so much for inviting me back to be on your show. I just feel so blessed. I just really do, my friend.
Well, this is special because we're going to open up with the Brooklyn Mass Choir with Christ the King. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit because this year, we are featuring some of your special songs that you have written yourself, and I am really, really glad and really honored to be the one to be able to do that. So hold on. Keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train as we move forward with Christ the King.
Praise God.
We're thankful for that grace that has saved you, that's rescued you. Could you put your hands together with us? Put my trust in you, Christ the King, everything to you. Oh, Christ the King, yeah, my everything. I give my life to you, Christ the King. The King, yeah.
Oh, you're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Truth.
Ooh,
yeah. Open up like that, you know what I mean?
Yes, oh my Lord, yes.
There's nothing like the Brooklyn Mass Choir. I love it, you know, and I thought that would be a good forum for us to talk about Women History Month and talk about you and all the things that you're doing. So tell us first about this performance that you're going to be doing about her
her story
in music.
Yeah, you know.
How did you create this?
So the story itself, so let me just give a shout out. I was talking with Bea Harris, and so, you know, I was telling when I first started working on my show, and so I was trying to really come up with a name, you know, because I become a lot kind of different names. So Bea Harris actually said, why don't you just call it Her Story? I said, yeah, that's a good name.
It's
okay,
a good name.
I think I'll use that. Okay. And so that's how that particular the name itself came. But
okay.
the substance, you know, of her story, it's my story, but it's stories of women. And the we as women, we go through, been going through so much, you know, and it's historical. It's, you know, very, very historical. Even though mine is more my platform is of music, you know, but the music of the struggles even of that. And so being able to bring this to the stage in my own way, you
right.
know, through what, you know, the way that God has really blessed me to do this, you know, as a songwriter, and just being so thankful. I'm just so thankful, Deborah Walker.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just so thankful that I can be who I am.
Yes.
Just be who I am and do what I believe God's will is for me to do.
I do want to say congratulations on your doctorate. I mean, you know, you are a woman.
I know,
you're
but guess what?
Forward.
You know, I'm moving it forward. Oh, Lord, Dr. Jefferson, please help me out here, brother. But, you know, I've been in the program, actually, over at UC Denver. I've been there June, May, 6 years. And so I'm doing my DRP right now, my dissertation research proposal in education, looking at first-gen African-Americans and Hispanic, and are they receiving everything they need to complete their educational journey.
Yes.
And so that's what my topic is. And so just been rewriting, re-editing.
Right.
Not crying, but I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining what's going down, you know.
I know, it's
but
all right.
But, you know, it is, but, and I know.
I know the struggle, believe me. I did the master's. I haven't done the doctorate yet, and I don't think I'm going to do that.
Well,
but I just wanted to attribute you and let you know how proud I am for just hanging in there and doing that.
Well,
because that's a motivation for maybe some of the younger kids that are listening to us in our audience, you know, because that's really important. But I also want to talk about you as a songwriter.
Yes.
And some of the music that you have written.
Okay.
Because there's a song I'm getting ready to play.
Oh, okay.
Talking about Don't Stop the Music.
Yeah,
now.
You know.
Tell me about that.
And let me just say, if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. You know, and
yes.
I've been changed even just through my music. I've written so many other things, like on my guitar and even on my keyboard. But Don't Stop the Music, the song you're getting ready to play right now, it's a song that I wrote. I have a show called Rhea's Story, and I've written all the music for that show, actually. I composed all the music for it with others, you know, collaborating with me on different things. But Don't Stop the Music, what it means to me, whatever you're doing, that you love doing, and it's good for you.
Yes.
Don't stop it. Don't stop, and don't let anyone or anything stop you from doing what your heart desire is. I just really believe it like that. I mean, and now I'm even writing more things. My group and I, we're going to be on the Five Points Jazz Festival. And so I'm going to do more original.
Good.
You know, because I have to trust myself.
Yes.
You know, because you know how I was feeling when you said, we're going to play your song. I was like, oh, no.
Yes, we are. And we're going to play it right now.
Okay, good.
So you want to have the honor to introduce your song.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, Don't Stop the Music. Linda Theus Lee.
Go of it. Time to show who's working hard at it. Ooh, this time around. It takes a lot of hard work, you know, to make it to the big time. You know I ain't lying. Don't ever let them think that they really got you down. Just keep your feet on solid ground and reach for your goals. You know you've been told, yeah. There's plenty room at the top. Hold to your dreams and don't just stop. Ooh, child, don't stop your music. Your music said no. Ooh, child, don't stop your music. Ooh, no. Come on and sing and dance, and we'll have real romance. Hey, then one day, yeah, you'll search and you'll seek, but don't be too meek, child. And always remember to reach, reach and reach. Ooh, child, don't stop your music. Your music said no. You gotta do, yeah. Don't stop your music, your music, your music. Ooh, child, don't stop your music, and say no, 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 no. Ooh, child, don't stop your music, no, 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 no. Don't ever let them think that they really got you down. Just keep your feet on solid ground. And reach for your goals. You know you've been told, yeah. There's plenty room at the top. Hold to your dreams and don't just stop. Oh, don't stop your music. Your music said no, 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 no. Don't stop your, don't just stop your music. Your music, your music said no, 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 no.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your boy, Kenny Lewis, and keep it locked right here to the best station in gospel music.
Listen, you've been worrying.
You've been worrying.
Worrying how you're going
to
make it.
Worrying how you're going to make it from day to week, week to month, month to year.
Hey. All you got to do is... pushing through your pain.
Pushing through your pain. Trying to make it to your purpose. Don't give up. Just call on.
Call on Jesus.
Call on Jesus.
Many nights you've been worrying how you're gonna make it. All you gotta do is call.
Call on Jesus.
Let me encourage you. Be naive. Yes, ma'am. Oh, no.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you know, whatever be time. Here's why, everybody. God will heal. Take good care.
Everybody has their Bishop Rex Allen favorite. I've got about 10 of them. But I love this one because it was his true testimony. Can I sing one more verse, y'all? Listen. Bless the Lord. Bless him. Oh, because the Lord has heard your voice. And he heard my plea. Every time we cry. Hallelujah. Trust in him. Oh.
Hi, this is Pocho Joe, inviting you to listen to La Raza. You could hear the lost and forgotten treasures of Chicano and Latino rock-based music, Sundays at 1 p.m., only on Kuvo Jazz.
And we are back with more great gospel music. I do want to remind you that if you have a public service announcement and that you would like to get your word out about your nonprofit business or event, you can always log on and submit your PSA to kuvo.org. Also, I want to give you a heads up that Saturday, March 16th, live Motown. That's none other than Amanda V and Ron Ivory. They're going to be at the Wine and Spirits
Conference. You're away.
Thank you so much for helping us out here. But anyway, also keep be aware that I'm going to be giving you more information about shows coming up with the Aurora Mass choir that's going to be at the Aurora Theater, and I'll give you more. That's going to be at the end of this month, telling you more about what's going to be happening. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. We got more great gospel music coming to you right after this.
Support for Kuvo comes from Schmidt Music, offering Steinway & Sons pianos, band instruments, sheet music, books, and more. Showroom in Englewood at 155 West Hampton Avenue or online info at schmidtmusic.com.
Take a musical journey around the globe with Super Cine.
Joe, inviting you to listen to La Raza Rocks, where you could hear the lost and forgotten treasures of Chicano and Latino rock-based music, Sundays at 1 p.m., only on Kuvo Jazz.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Well, we are back with none other than Linda Theus Lee, and I'm telling you, things are just going on around here.
You know why? You know why? Because it's daylight saving time.
That's right.
We all sleep. I know how I am.
But I want to talk to you about your show that's coming up next weekend.
Yeah.
At Dazzles. Tell me about some of the musicians that's going to be with you.
So I have Tom Sanquist, who's my musical director, and on keyboards, all right? And then I have Clint Dadian on guitar. Then I have Skippy Lynch on drums. I have Jeff Fournier on bass. And my husband, Mr. Harold Lee, he'll be sitting in on a couple of songs. He didn't want to do the whole show, okay?
Really?
So anyway.
That's a husband for you. Ooh, see, that's in the...
But anyway.
Now, we don't get a man thing because we're talking about women history.
Yeah, this is women's history. We're going to go there. But, I'm so blessed and I'm so happy that he's going to play on about three of the tunes that we're going to do. So we're going to have some fun.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. So I want to tell you guys, that's Linda Theus Lee.
Hey,
she's going to be here. Be it Dazzles. And that's 1080 14th Street in Denver. And she's going to be doing her story in music. You don't want to miss it because it's almost sold out. So there's not too many places that you can. Maybe you can go to the bar, right?
Yeah.
Seatings. But
I told y'all
anyway,
early
it's going to
get
start
your tickets.
That's right.
I told them early, get your tickets.
That's right. The doors open at 5:00.
Yes, ma'am.
The show starts at 6:00.
Yeah.
And we are going to have a great, great time.
We're going to have a great time.
So we want to see each and every one of you there. Listen up, because she's going to have a great, great show.
Praise God.
I got a couple more of her songs coming up that she's going to play. Right now, I'm going to do a little Calvin Bridges and with his brand new release, No Weapons. And then we're going to go right into her song, which is March. You want to tell us a little bit how you did that?
Yeah, girl, I did March years ago. I did March in St. Clara. I think St. Clara? Yeah, up north. It was like in California. Mm-hmm. And so a friend of mine, a real dear friend, Melvin Whittington, was on guitar, actually. And so we wrote this together. March is about an individual that was just going through, and I was just seeing her go through. We were living at this place, a beautiful place, beautiful home, and man, it was just like, wow, you know. And so the lyric in it says, "I just don't want March hurt," so it's just it really resonates with me, you know, on that. We all go through something.
Yes, we do.
We all go through something, whether it's emotional, physical, whateverly. Okay. I'll say it like that. But we all go through something. And if you have like any type of human heart, whatever, I mean, it's hard to even explain. But that's where I wrote the lyric from seeing this person go through.
Okay.
And, you know, I didn't even know she was going to get through, you know.
But we do get through.
We do.
Some kind of way.
We do, you know, that you know, persistence and... You know, but more than that, God, you know, when God put his hands on it and turns
way.
It around.
Yes.
Because he will see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
I already know about that. I do. I know that. So.
But listen up, because no weapon formed against you will
prosper.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's nothing other than Calvin Bridges with his version of Fred Heaven's song. Okay.
All right.
Hey, this is Calvin Bridges. This is my new single, No Weapon.
No.
That's none other than Linda Theus Lee, right here on the Gospel Train. Remember, you heard it first. Here's none other than Deontay.
To you from the other side, and yeah, I've been a hell and back. I could have swore I died, and yeah, dodging depression, looking for a message, facing my fears and hoping for a blessing. Telling my demons they can get the step, and I was lost. No, I was hiding, I was so divided, chasing after wind. I couldn't hold to find it, trying to get bigger bags, yeah, trying to get what they had. Yeah. Should have been holding back, didn't know what I had. So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate. Oh, yeah. There'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on.
Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy.
We gotta celebrate, cause like the year's over. Ooh. gonna do it, cuz my dog a year sober. I give online, don't judge me when I pass the church plate. All I want is the cake for my birthday. Yeah. Closing the houses and opening businesses. We went to college and finished it. Did a whole lot with a little bit. Yeah. If we take an L, then we elevate. Don't let your food get cold. Looking at somebody else's.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate. Yeah, yeah. We gon' levitate. There'll be better days. Yeah, yeah. Let it resonate. Throw the stress away. Yeah, yeah. Another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate. Come on,
tell me what it's all for. When you get what you want and you still want more, in the end, you know that life's the reward. So, baby, worry less and celebrate.
Celebrating more, ayy.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. That's Dancing in the Rain by Tony B. Dickerson, a brand new release. And we have none other than Linda Lee, Theus Lee, here in the studio with us. Yes. And I am so thankful. It's about that time for us to start winding down. But my last question to you is, what is it that you can state to the audience out here, or the women coming up, the young people, that will inspire them and motivate them to do great and marvelous things?
Well, Deborah Walker, I want to say thank you, first of all. I want to make sure that I'm real clear. I want to say thank you so much for believing in me and having me, you know, on your show. I just want to say I just feel so wonderful. I just feel so blessed. I want to say thank you to Tosh, who's doing the pictures here in the studio. That means so much. It means a lot to me. It really does. I just want to give him a shout out. Hey, Tosh, what's up? Okay, there we go. I appreciate you. But you know, what I would say is that, and I wrote something, actually I did a narration also for the show, but I want to just say this. So her story, okay, so her story is painted with vibrant strokes, echoes the resilience defining women from youth's innocence to the complexities of maturity. March becomes a symbolic backdrop, amplifying the challenges and triumphs that have sculpted women throughout history. Her story, your story. You know, young folks, it don't matter. Young folks, older people, it doesn't matter. Black, white, green, purple, whoever, however, you can do whatever it is you want to do. Do not let anything or anyone define you. You're powerful. You really are. Believe in yourself, even when it's hard, even when it's difficult. Believe in yourself. And I know you might be thinking, well, you know, it's easy for her to say, you know what? It's really not. Because we have all had our journeys. And I still go through my journeys every day of my life, but I thank God for his sweet love and grace that he continues to keep me, you know, on top of things. But I would say continue in your information. Get your information. Get your education. Okay? That's what's up. Get your education.
Amen.
Whether you're an artist of drawing or singing or writing or whatever it is, an athlete, whatever it is, an educator, whatever it is. Get your information, whether it's traditional or non-traditional. Just get your information and get your education. And mm-hmm. I say that from the depths of my heart.
Amen.
I do. I just really do, because I believe that, because it was very difficult for me. It was very difficult for me growing up with my schooling in L.A., you know, in L.A. and California, and it was hard. So I just want to say, now I'm in my doctorate studies and getting ready to get her done. But I want you to know it's been a journey. So don't give up on yourself. Don't ever give up on yourself, because God got you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us. Well, it's about that time for us to wind down and get back to the station. I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and listening to us. And thank you, Linda. Much success next week on your performance. And may God continue to bless you in your career and everything that you're doing. We're going to let Theus Lee take us home with her release, You Make Me Smile. And I just praise God for just being able to be the forum. But remember, go with God in all of your ways and give that love that we are giving to you. Share that love with each and every person that you meet. And God will continue to bless you as you go for this week. Let the blood of Jesus praise God. Praise and let's just send love out to each and every one of you. God bless you, and God willing, we'll see you next week.
All right. know, when I wrote this song, I really needed a smile in my life. So I sat in my closet. I think I was 16 years old, guys. And I wrote a poem, and it was called You Make Me Smile. You make me smile when my world seemed gray. You make me look forward to a brighter day. You brought my laughter to a level so high. You let me know life is a natural high. I would not want to go and try and find some other friend. Oh, it would seem like eternity, or the essence of an end. You, you make me smile. You, you make me smile. Said you, you make me smile. Said you, you make me smile. Friend, I often wondered if love would find me like pebbles of yellow and green surrounding me. I would not want to go and try and find some other friend. Oh, it would seem like eternity or the essence of an end.
God be with you till we